What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 5 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, Rejoicing in His Salvation. David Guzik said, "If it is our salvation, a salvation of our own making, of our own creation, then there is nothing to be glad and rejoice in. But since it is His salvation, there is everything to be glad and rejoice in." Our text for today is Isaiah 25, 6 through 9. "On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, 'Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation.'" Some thoughts on today's text. 700 years before the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God foretold through the prophet Isaiah what would happen when he brought his final judgment on all mankind. Many scholars believe that Isaiah 24 speaks of the Great Tribulation, and Isaiah 25 deals with the end of that tribulation when God will establish his eternal kingdom. Isaiah 25, 6 through 9 focuses on the joy of believers who are saved from God's wrath and judgment. Isaiah 25, 6 speaks to the eternal banquet table where all believers will be invited to a feast on Mount Zion, Isaiah 24, 13. David McKenna and Lloyd Ogilvie describe verse 6 as follows. "Newly crowned kings always host coronation banquets, and likewise the Lord of hosts. He has the goal of inviting all of the people of the world to Mount Zion for a feast of choice pieces, fat things full of marrow, and well-refined wines of highest quality." See verse 6. John the Revelator saw the same vision in the marriage supper of the Lamb, when all the redeemed of the ages will gather to sing, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God Omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory." See Revelation 19, 6-7. God's ultimate triumph over sin is cause for celebration, but we cannot forget his desire to bring all people to the banquet table. Even though Isaiah and the children of Israel are the singers of the song, they are not the only guests at the feast. All people includes the Gentiles, who are identified as strangers and aliens. With a prophetic sweep into the distant future, Isaiah foresees faith in God as the way which a person, Jew or Gentile, receives an invitation to the feast. Everyone who puts their faith in Jesus' death and resurrection will celebrate forever at God's table. Isaiah 25, 7-8 points to a future day when all suffering will come to an end. McKenna and Ogilvie again provide clarification. We as humans live with the reality of suffering, the fear of death, and the burden of tears for both our suffering and our death. We acknowledge the comfort of God in the face of these harsh and often unexplainable facts of human existence, but they remain inevitable because we are human. God, however, anticipates the day when he will destroy the cover of suffering cast over all people, lift the veil of death spread over all nations, swallow up death forever, and wipe away tears from all faces. See verses 7 and 8. Is it any wonder that the poet Robert Burns, with his sensitive soul, wept whenever he read these words? We have entered into the deepest and innermost desires of the heart of God. He yearns for the day when he will end our suffering, release us from death, and turn our sorrows into joy. God promised a day of no more suffering and an eternal feast with him. However, as Isaiah 25:9 teaches, we must patiently wait for the Lord. Rod Mattoon explains verse 9. Isaiah expresses the tender gratitude all believers shall have for the Lord when their redemption is finally complete. All those who have genuinely trusted in Christ as their Savior are waiting right now for the day when they will be with Christ, and the eternal blessings and rewards of salvation will become a reality. What a blessing it will be to be reunited with saved loved ones and to see our Savior face to face. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation, and that is truly what it is. It is His salvation. He is the one who does the saving. Therefore, rejoice in the salvation that Jesus brings through the cross and an empty tomb. Through God's grace and your faith, His salvation provides your forgiveness and reserves your place in His kingdom, where there will be no more suffering or tears. Some questions about today's reading. How is a time of judgment for the believer a blessing that we should look forward to? How can you wait patiently on the Lord as you trust His promises by realizing that suffering for the believer is only temporary? Are you glad as you wait for God's plans? And in what ways are you rejoicing in His salvation? Thanks for joining us today.